This is The State of Things. I'm Frank Stacio. Back in 2013, Pakistani musician Eshan Bari was looking for something new. As a professional musician, he had studied everything from Bach to Coltrane. He decided to fuse these Western styles with South Asian sounds and rhythms, so he teamed up with two friends who played the sarangi and the sitar, and the group soon turned into an ensemble called the Sounds of Kolachi, and that band performs tonight at Memorial Hall at UNC Chapel Hill. But first, they are in the studio today. Eshan Bari on the acoustic guitar and vocals, Waqas Hussain on the sitar, Gul Muhammad on the sarangi, Nimra Rafiq on vocals, and Waqar Hussain on vocals. Welcome to all of you. It's good to have you here.
It's a good day.
Thank you so much.
So Eshan, tell me about this group and kind of the genesis of this band for you and your odyssey through music.
Mm-hmm. I was kind of listening a couple of sounds in my head for like a couple of last years, and I was coming up with this sound, but you know, more than that, I wanted Pakistani audience to listen to this sound that's happening in my head. I've been listening to a lot of fusion sets, and like the one you just played, Bella Fleck and Flecktones, one of my inspirations. And it started from Weather Report to, you know, fusion musicians like Alan Holdsworth, Scott Henderson, and then classic musicians like Charlie Parker, John Coltrane, all of them. And then the background in Western classical music with Bach as the first inspiration, and then Mozart, Chopin, Schobert, all of them. And there was something happening in my head. And my basic training in North Indian classical music with the ragas and the talas, I wanted, at the first place, Pakistani audience. And then it was like in my head, then I should make the world listen to this sound, what is happening in my head. And that's how it started. And that was basically, the whole sound was basically these two people, Waqas Hussain and Gul Muhammad. They have a big contribution in this, because we have been rehearsing and making sounds in the jam room and on the stage in random shows at times and a couple of other collaborations. And they are being very responsible for this sound. They have been contributing in whatever we have right now. So that's how it started. And we thought that this would be the right time to hit this, and let's talk about the new sounds, in particular in terms of South Asian music, where, you know, you have certain restrictions when you're playing a raga. You'll have to be bound around those notes. So we started talking about freedom, and we based the whole band around this concept of freedom, where we enjoy the freedom, where we let the genres meet each other.
Does this mean you had studied jazz before? Because when you say freedom, jazz comes to mind. And I wondered if those influences then directly influenced the music. Well, maybe we can get a sample right here. Would you play something for us?
Oh, something jazz?
No. Oh, it was your first number something on your playset.
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
Wow. Let's try this.
Mane na mane piya har jai
the sounds of Kalachi performing the song Chad Day. The group is Essen Bari on acoustic guitar and vocals, Wahas Hussein on sitar, Gul Muhammad on sarangi, and Nimra Rafiq on vocals, as well as Wakar Hussein on vocals. Sounds of Kalachi performed tonight, Memorial Hall, UNC Chapel Hill. What a beautiful song. Tell me more about that and about its composition and how this fits your vision of what you're listening to.
This is a age-old traditional melody, and this musical form is called kajri, K-A-J-R-I. And kajri is something, it's a light classical form, and it talks about lighter things, maybe love, longing for the loved one. And this is one of the dying music forms, actually, dying singing forms in Pakistan. So we thought, let's pick it up, and let's fuse it with like really light pop meets country meets kind of sound to it. And that's how we started building the song. This is one of the single from our next album, though. And we're working on it these days. We've been performing this for last two concerts now. Yeah.
You know, it sounds great. I think you've got it. But if you guys want to keep working on it, go right ahead. I think you nailed it. Well, tell me about this, because you talk about being from Pakistan and North Indian traditional music or classical music. But this would also suggest, I mean, Pakistan is much more recent than Indian classical music. To what extent does Persian and perhaps Muslim music or Muslim influences also fuse the music that would be combined with what you call North Indian classical?
See, North Indian classical is basically what is coming from Persia and Turkey. So that was happening 700 years back, basically, when there was no Pakistan, there was no India. It was just Hindustan, the subcontinent. And that's how in 13th century, basically, people like Amir Khusro, a musicologist from North India, basically, who has his descendants coming from Turkey. So he basically brought in the musical forms from Persia and Turkey, and he started experimenting with Indian music in general. That was the time when South Indian people, like the Indian musicologists, they decided to, you know, parted away from that new movement of music, basically, which was fusion movement to me 700 years back.
Yeah.
So Persian and Turkish influence are there since 700 years in subcontinent.
Well, I want to play. You have five members here, but you're a much larger group when you play, or a larger group,
yeah.
Right? Maybe we can get a sample of what it sounds like when you're all together.
Yeah.
I think that the song I'm going to play now, or at least a clip from this song, is Airi Saki.
Yeah, Airi Saki.
Okay, let's take a listen to this. Airi Saki, a number performed by the Sounds of Kalachi, that taken from a recording when the whole ensemble is together. I heard the power chord in there. So
yes.
Western influence.
Yeah.
How is this music evolving? I mean, as you suggest, all music is fusion. It's constantly fusing. And I think sometimes when we try to draw these lines and say, aha, this is a fusion of this and that, suggest that music was static to begin with, and it never was. But how has your music evolved as a band?
I think it was like a lot of listening sessions and, you know, coming out of that ethnocentric approach where, you know, favoring like particular genres and styles that you like. So it was basically more of like listening to everything and, you know, being more open about sounds. That's what we have been doing, me, myself, Akas and Gul. We spend a lot of time together listening to music. And we keep talking about this, that if something is not making sense to us, but, you know, this music has followers in the world. This should be something that we're missing as an artist. And we relate music with food at times. You know, if you're eating something, the taste does not make sense. There's something that we need to learn. We need to.
You acquire a taste for it.
Yeah.
There you go. Well, would you play another one for us now?
Oh, yes. Tarana.
The sounds of Kolache live on The State of Things. You can hear them tonight at Memorial Hall at UNC Chapel Hill. Tell us about that song. What's the name of that song?
Okay, this is called Tarana. And Tarana in Persian means anthem. This is basically a musical form that was basically transported to India by Amir Khusro 700 years back, the thing we were talking about. And these words, basically most of them are gibberish. And that's why they're open to interpretation, you know.
Shooby dooby doo up.
Shooby dooby laba laba loom doom jam jam. It's that thing. So, you know, it's open to interpretation. But there's one thing. What did you feel while you were listening to the song? Happiness and, you know, uplifting, uprising. So there are things in life that you cannot express with words, but, you know, you can still feel them even there are no words.
So how does this, I can see how you've built a global audience for this music. It's beautiful and it's compelling. Yeah. What about when you go to Pakistan? How is it received there?
Oh, they're crazy about this. Yeah. And this is, they're basically taking this music as their sound. They're taking the ownership now. And this is the most beautiful thing. Like a few years back when we were talking about this, like people like Nusrat Fateh Ali Khan and people like these have, you know, taking Pakistan's name globally. We've been talking about this, that we as younger generation have certain responsibility of introducing not just Pakistani music to the world, but also Pakistani audience to the various things that has been happening in the world. And, you know, this is what we're working towards. And this is just the first album. We have been working on the second album. And apart from that, we're working on a YouTube compilation. So everyone who is listening to us right now can go to Spotify, iTunes, and listen to our album, as well as our YouTube channel, where we'll be going to collaborate with musicians from all over the world in the next few weeks.
It's great stuff. Well, you can go to Memorial Hall tonight at UNC Chapel Hill and hear my guests, The Sounds of Kolache. I want to leave you time to play us out. But first, I want to thank you very much for being on the program. Thank all of you for being
thank
here.
Thank you. Thank you.
The Sounds of Kolache, Essen Bari on acoustic guitar and vocals, Waqas Hussain on sitar, Gul Muhammad on sarangi, Nima Rafiq on vocals, and Waqar Hussain on vocals as well. Sounds of Kolache performs tonight, Memorial Hall, UNC Chapel Hill. All the information at our website, stateofthings.org. Our program is produced by Anita Rao, Charlie Shelton Ormond, Laura Pelliser, Jennifer Brookland. Robin Copley is our technical director with help from Al Wadarski today. Brent Wolf, WUNC's news director. North Carolina Public Radio is a broadcast service of the University of North Carolina at Chapel Hill. I'm Frank Stacio. Once again, The Sounds of Kolache.
Thank you. Ma
भला ही देगा तो मांगा भी तुझसे झुका भी तेरे आगे में कब फैलाया कभी तेरे आगे मैं ना फैलाया हाथ कहीं। अब ये जग कहे है तू है अकेला तेरा ना है कोई। अब ये जग कहे है तू है अकेला तेरा ना सच है मेरा भारी दुनिया में कोई वाली नहीं। क्या ये सच है मेरा भारी दुनिया में कोई वाली नहीं।
अगर तू है सच्चा साईं तो आजा फिर मुझे मिल जा मुझे रंग ले अपने रंग में यार बन जा।
फिर मुझे मिल जा मुझे रंग ले।